Democrat Ilhan Omar claims she and Rashida Tlaib are not anti-Semites. By Joel B. Polak on February 5, 2019. Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, took to Twitter Tuesday afternoon to deny that she and fellow first-term Representative Rashida Tlaib, DME, are anti-Semites. Earlier Tuesday, Omar had been asked at a left-wing think tank specifically about anti-Semitism. She dodged the question. Omar's later tweet responded specifically to an op-ed Monday in the left-wing Israel daily newspaper Haaretz, titled, "Republicans Spoke Up Against Steve King. Shouldn't Democrats Speak Up Against Ilhan Omar?" This author made a similar argument last Friday at Breitbart News, noting that while had Republicans condemned alleged racist language by Iowa's Representative Steve King last month, Democrats had not only tolerated Omar's anti-Semitic rhetoric, but Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi had also promoted Omar to the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Omar reacted. "My sister Rashida and I have been fighting against anti-Semitism. Any effort to deny that is a smear. We are pro-peace and realize without justice there is no peace. Our domestic policy values need to be aligned with our foreign policy values. No exceptions." Ilhan Omar, at Ilhan MN, February 5, 2019. Omar did not provide any examples in which she or Tlaib had fought against anti-Semitism. However, she and Tlaib have both been accused of using anti-Semitic rhetoric. Omar tweeted in 2012, "Israel has hypnotized the world. May Allah awaken the people and help them see the evil doings of Israel. Israel has hypnotized the world. May Allah awaken the people and help them see the evil doings of Israel. Hashtag Gaza, hashtag Palestine, hashtag Israel." Ilhan Omar, at Ilhan MN, November 16, 2012. Omar recently acknowledged that the tweet was offensive to Jews, partly because it refers to myths of Jewish control, but declined to apologize or delete the tweet. Similarly, Tlaib tweeted last month that pro-Israel senators forgot what country they represent, a statement that was denounced by nonpartisan Jewish organizations because of its apparent reference to anti-Semitic claims of Jewish dual loyalty. "They forgot what country they represent. This is the U.S. where boycotting is a right and part of our historical fight for freedom and equality. Maybe a refresher on our U.S. Constitution is in order. Then get back to opening up our government instead of taking our rights away." Rashida Tlaib, at Rashida Tlaib, January 7, 2019. As with Omar's tweet, Tlaib's also evoked myths of Jewish control, and remains live. Tlaib is opposed to Israel's very existence. Recently, The Daily Caller reported that Tlaib belonged to a Facebook group where anti-Semitic messages were exchanged, and that one of her prominent fundraisers and volunteers is an open anti-Semite. The phrase "no justice, no peace," to which Omar referred in her tweet, is a slogan frequently chanted at anti-Israel rallies, supporting Palestinians' refusal to accept peace negotiations until they receive justice, which, to many, means not only removing Israeli settlements from Judea and Samaria, the West Bank, but also ending Israel itself. Both Omar and Tlaib also hold radical views on other foreign policy issues. Omar, for example, has defended Nicolas Maduro's regime in Venezuela, and argued in 2013 that terrorism is a reaction to U.S. foreign policy. Omar and Tlaib also happen to be the first Muslim women in Congress, a fact to which they often attribute the criticism that has greeted their radical policies, their opposition to Israel, and their use of anti-Semitic rhetoric. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won: The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.